Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local. Right now I'm talking with a musician known as Ellie Grace. This is a musician who is a shining star, 13 years old and killing it here in the Northwest. I put my the website out there, KISW.com. There is a form to send me your music, and I get quite a few, you know, people sending me their music, and you know, I try to check out everything I can. And when I got this, it just really stuck out to me, like, wow, this incredible voice, this beautiful music coming from, you know, young talent. I just had to give it a shot, and you know, we've been messaging back and forth via email, and you know, welcome to the show, Ellie.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, welcome. And your dad, Brian, who's also on the album.
Hello, yes.
Awesome. So tell me, let's go into it. When did you first start playing music? You know, obviously, you know, you're 13 and already pretty accomplished. You're putting out a record. It must have been, what, 6, 7 years old?
Yeah, I mean, obviously music has been a part of my life since, like, birth, you know. He's been playing all sorts of different music, but I think I started playing my first instrument. I played the piano when I was about 5.
Wow.
Yeah, so I started pretty young, and then probably like a year after that, or maybe 2 years after that, I picked up the guitar.
Cool.
So those are like my two main instruments that I write most of my music on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And so, okay, so Brian, you are a musician here in Seattle. You've played in several bands in the past. Let's shout out those bands.
Spook the Horror, Those in the Good Company, With Friends Like These.
Awesome.
Yeah, been around for a while.
So what kind of music were you hearing? What was your dad showing you as a little kid?
He played a lot of, like, Foo Fighters. What else did you play? You played Fleet Foxes. I mean, just like a bunch of old.
Yeah, you were listening
Tom
to
Petty,
Nirvana, and
Nirvana, Beatles,
stuff
Beach
way before
Boys.
Most kids were. Yeah,
a bunch of old fogey music, huh?
Oh yeah.
Nice. Okay, so that's awesome. Do you know, as a 13-year-old kid, do any of your friends play music, or are they mostly playing video games and doing TikTok dances?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot of other kids that I know of that play music as much as I do.
Yeah.
So it is kind of hard to, if I were to try to, like, you know, get a band together. That's kind of, I'm hoping when I get into high school that I'll meet more people who play more instruments and could, you know, make a band with.
Well, maybe if people hear you on Loud and Local, and maybe they're a little bit younger, you know, and, you know, or, you know someone or whatever. And as you get kind of integrated in the all ages music scene here in Seattle and Tacoma, mm-hmm. maybe you'll meet some people. So, okay, right on. So let's talk a little bit about, so what, you were 10 years old when the pandemic started?
Yes, that sounds about right.
Okay, so remote schooling, that must have been
wild.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I was in 5th grade. My last year of elementary school when the pandemic hit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was definitely a weird transition for me, just to like go online and not be able to communicate with people outside my family.
Yeah.
But I think it also forced me to take up new hobbies, like really dig into music and start writing songs. The pandemic was, during that is when I wrote my first song called Well of Wishes. And just kind of, it's about how, you know, we're all trapped inside our homes, trying to get out, trying to communicate with people and experience with people, but we just can't because we're stuck.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was the beginning of the pandemic. Like she said, she wrote that song, and you mentioned, are the kids on doing TikTok? She just recently got her first phone.
Okay.
So we, to keep her off of these devices during that period of time is when, and I noticed that she was writing these songs. I was like, if you can come up with, you know, 12, 15 songs, maybe we'll go into the studio. And that's kind of what started this whole thing.
That's amazing.
Just, yeah, trying to keep her busy during the pandemic.
Okay. Well, and obviously you got those songs.
Yep.
You have a full-length album, Every Hill I Climb.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about, did you know about Loud and Local? Because I get this email. So how did you hear about where to send? Was it Brian? Was it you who sent me? Or was it Ellie? Who sent me the music?
Well, my dad did. He knows a lot of people from just like his past. And he was played on the radio. So he has a few connections with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put out a few albums on my own and just kind of walk her, show her, started off as writing songs. Now, okay, cool. Let's take her into the studio and show her that this is something you can do.
Absolutely.
And, it was just honestly just a learning process. And then the albums turned out so great. It's like, well, let's send it out. This is the next step.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. And we're sitting here now, so it's pretty crazy.
It worked. Absolutely. Wow, this is incredible. It's cool because we were kind of talking out there. Ryan Castle, my boss, was here on The Rock. People know him as the drunk in charge. So he was out there, and we were talking about how, 3 years ago, what a crazy time it's been, and everyone's getting these Facebook notifications of what the world was like 3 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
To think that, you were 10 years old, you were home doing remote learning, and you were staying away from the devices that everyone got sucked into, right? And you were in your artistry and music, and you, I'm assuming, probably kind of grew up a lot in those 3 years with your music. I'm not going to speak, but these songs are incredible. Tell me a little bit about the process of writing these songs, how many songs are on here? 15 or?
There's 10 on the album.
10, okay.
Yeah.
So 10 on the album. So
you always go in with more than you come out with.
Okay.
That's the goal.
how long of the process did it take you to write 10, 10 songs that you were ready to put on an album?
I think it took about 1.5 years, maybe 2 years around that time. And just because, when I write a song, I'll sit down, think of some kind of chord melody and then leave it for a little. And then I come back to it and maybe make some adjustments, and I try to think of some lyrics. And when I think of lyrics, they kind of, it's kind of just almost like I'm in a state, or I'm in some kind of weird flow.
Yeah.
That words just kind of pour out of me. And then I would write so many words, and then I would come back to it maybe in 1 or 2 days later and just like really sit down and articulate which ones or like how I can put those words together to make a really cool song.
Nice. Ellie, Brian, I want you to remember who brought you on the radio for the first time when you guys were like,
that's
you know, biggest thing and touring with Brandi Carlile. Just remember little old me, okay?
Absolutely.
When you're touring out with Paramore or something. So these 10 songs are ready, and you go into record, and you have quite a few very accomplished musicians that you record with. Tell me a little bit about who's on this album.
Yeah, so we have Garrett Lunsford, who played with Portugal the Man, The Divorce. And we have Matt Shaw, who plays with
City Light.
City Light, right? Stuff. He played like all the synth on that. Michael Vermillion, who played with Vendetta Red.
Yeah.
Kimo Muraki, who he's been in so many countless albums that it would take forever.
Yeah,
to
Kimo's
name them all.
A studio musician here in Seattle who, when
amazing.
I was producing more music, was my secret weapon on just about every album I recorded.
Cool.
He can play almost any instrument you can think
any
of.
Instrument.
He's just one of those people that. So yeah, he works out of Bear Creek a lot and all over the place. He's special. Yeah, and then Josh came
Josh Newman from Brandon Carlisle. He plays the cello on the album.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're probably the coolest kid at your school, huh? You have your own album. You play with Brandon Carlisle's cello artist. Like, that's pretty badass.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So. Let's go into one of your songs. This one's called Complicated. It's the one that we've been featuring on Loud and Local on KISW. You guys were the BJ and Migs Loud and Local Band of the Week mm-hmm. and played you a couple times. So Complicated is the name of the song, and it's from the album Every Hill I Climb. We've got Ellie Grace in studio. Do you want to introduce this?
Yeah, this is Complicated. It was my single. Hope you enjoy.
All right, let's enjoy. It's Loud and Local.
Just me, that's my life. Always up on the top shelf. That's how I survived, doing it all by myself. Now I
Bombas, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Ellie Grace here on Loud and Local. That was Complicated from the album Every Hill I Climb. And remember, you heard it first here on Loud and Local. So when she's getting that Grammy, you know, when she's on stage with her dad Brian here, and they're just ready for a world tour. Remember, you heard it first here on Loud and Local. So Seattle, you're a Seattle musician, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I grew up in Kent. I'm kind of envious of living in, you know, the city as a kid. That's got to be pretty cool. You know, you actually have access to a cool, you know, music scene and whatnot.
Yeah, born and raised here. I mean, Seattle is just full of so many different musicians, you know, Nirvana, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam. A great city to be living in as a musician and influenced by. But I traveled a lot too, so I went to a lot of other cities. I was in third grade when my family took a road trip around the country.
Wow.
And we visited a bunch of different states, many cities that, you know, have a lot of big music history, like Nashville, Memphis, New Orleans. So, you know, I got to experience a lot of other different music cultures, which I think also helped me grow a lot in, you know, my music and my creativity.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well traveled already by the I don't think I've even went to my first concert by the time I was 13. What was your first concert?
What was my first concert?
We were trying to figure out. I don't know if the Beck, Jenny Lewis
was it
one.
Beck? I was real young. I was like maybe 1 year old.
One, okay.
She's been to a lot of concerts.
Yeah. What's one that stands out as like one of your favorites?
Oh boy. I saw Portugal the Man for my 9th birthday, and I thought,
that's awesome.
I mean, that was just like one of the probably biggest blowout concerts I saw. I was freaking out the entire time. I saw Paul McCartney pretty recently, and that
Climate
was just
Pledge.
Yep.
Kind of, I don't know, like a life changer almost, because he's such a legend, and I was kind of really just humbled and honored to be able to go and see him. Yeah.
That's awesome. Brian, what about you? What from your time of just going to shows growing up, like what were some of your favorites concerts you've been to?
Oh, man. I mean, for me, it was like, I don't know if you remember with the Velvet Elvis, you know, seeing Modest Mouse for the first time.
And Motor City Devils.
Yeah, exactly. You know, those smaller shows when I was in my late teens and early 20s in Seattle were pretty special. And
absolutely. Rock Candy.
Oh, yeah. You know? Rock Candy. you know, on the old Croc. And it was a good time those times.
Nice. Right on. Ellie's over here like, get over it, old folk. Nice. Okay. So tell me a little bit about, do kids, you know, still believe in albums? You know, is it because like I had Alex Vile up here and I was like, you know, I'm a 37-year-old man over here asking, you know, are you guys going to put out a full-length album? And I don't even know if that's relevant to people anymore, you know, like because kids like singles, right? Or like, I don't know. It seems like you're a bit, you know, out of the ordinary for your age group.
Yeah, I listen to stuff that my friends and peers definitely probably have never heard of before. But I think, you know, most listen to full-length albums, but they just kind of, they are more interested in singles, maybe like EPs and stuff like that, but they listen to albums too.
Okay.
Yeah. I will say, Ellie is, with her songwriting, I think one of her biggest strengths is just her storytelling ability.
Sure.
And, you know, one thing we talked about as we were deciding which songs to put on the album or not is not necessarily whether you think this is the best song or not, but the album is one piece of art, and that's going to tell a story from beginning to end. And actually, we went into the studio, I don't know, we were day three or four, and we thought, man, I just don't feel like there's a song that closes the album, that ends the album. What song do you think is going to do that? She couldn't come up with it. She went home that night, sat down on the piano, and wrote the title track the album, Every Hill I Climb, with that in mind. But she has that storytelling ability, and So, a full-length album is one piece of work, and I've tried to share that with her. I think she's a good storyteller like that.
Cool. Well, who are some of your major influences, music-wise?
Probably Mazzy Star, The Shins, Death Cab, Fleet Foxes. I love Green Day, Foo Fighters. Variety or genre of music that I listen to is very broad.
Sure.
So I have a lot of different influences that influence me in different ways with my writing. Those are probably my biggest influences right now, I would say. Obviously, Brandi Carlile and The Shins as well.
That's awesome. So we were talking a little bit about playing gigs and shows like that. I suggested Real Art in Tacoma, amazing venue. Alex Vile just was up here and talking about, you know, they're a great resource for young artists like that. You know, there's not a ton of all ages spaces here, but so you've played a couple gigs?
Yeah, I played my album release party, I guess, a little set just to introduce the band. I just played like a 50th birthday party where someone requested a few songs and I would go play for them. So that was kind of fun. But I'm definitely looking for, you know, like a real show to play in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah.
So we were looking into like the Vera Project and you just said that place in
Real
Tacoma,
Art?
Real Art. Yeah.
So playing birthday show and you're trying to get some more gigs. Are you looking to hire musicians right now? Are you looking to meet some people? Or are you're playing with the band that you recorded with? Or are you playing solo?
I would like to start a band, but obviously it's very difficult at my age. So if I were to play a show, I'd probably try to play with the musicians that were with me in the studio.
Yeah.
But if not, you know, I'm totally open to different musicians, for sure. Anything that can get me playing a show, even solo, I'd be totally open to that too. But I think my goal would be to try to get my own band, and if not, play with the people who are with me in the studio.
Here's an idea, okay? Marketing 101. Mm-hmm. You get the band that played with you in studio, but make them dress like 13-year-olds. So backwards hats and like with a skateboard.
They pretty much already do. That wouldn't, like, that wouldn't be much
of a
stretch.
Hello, fellow kids. Yeah. We are definitely 13. They're like wrinkled and bald.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. Right on. Okay, so Let's go into another song. Okay. This one's called My Mind. And this is another one that I was going to start focusing on Loud and Local. Cool. So tell me a little bit about this. So the album is a story.
Yeah.
My Mind. Do you care to... to let us know into the deep recesses of the mind?
Yeah, so this is the opening track.
Mm-hmm.
Brings you into the album. It just kind of tells a story of what happens in my head, how chaotic it is, how things are just kind of crazy up there. But it's just kind of a way for me to process how, you know, I think in my head and for other people to, you know, hear how I process in my head. So, I definitely one of my favorites on the album.
That's awesome. Right on. Well, again, Every Hill I Climb is available now, but from Ellie Grace, Seattle musician here on Loud and Local, it's My Mind. My Mind by Ellie Grace here on Loud and Local. Whiz Kid, I'll say it now. 13-year-old Whiz Kid here in studio. I'm stoked to see, you know, from you know, lockdown, you focus on your music, and this is like super inspiring. It's awesome. And with the encouragement of your dad to just like delve into this artistry and to craft this album, and then coming out of the pandemic, you have this record. You're on, you know, the big rock radio station in Seattle, and you know, pretty wild, right? What, how crazy is that, that, you know, and so many people are going to hear from you, and I have no doubt that you're going to book a bunch of shows, and you know, this time next year, you know, who's to know, you know, 3 years from now, mm-hmm. you'll be 16 years old, you'll be able to drive, mm-hmm. you'll be able to go out on tour. I don't know if your dad would be down. You know what I mean? You can do it. It's amazing. So what are your goals?
Definitely to keep writing music throughout high school, try to put a band together. My dream right now is to try to get into Berklee College of Music.
That's in Boston, right?
Yeah, Boston. That'd be just, I mean, I'm kind of living out the dream right now. I mean, 3 years ago, I never would have imagined that I'm being played on the radio, that I just released an album that's on Spotify. I mean, that's, I'm still trying to take that in. That's just like the craziest thing to me. But I definitely hope to keep, you know, doing this, and I loved being in the studio so much. I thought that was like the greatest thing ever. I loved hanging out with all the musicians, and just, it was such a great learning experience for me, just to see how everything happened, and that how like even someone like me could just, you know, go and do that and have that great experience. So it was, all of this has been super surreal.
After the first couple of days in the studio, I realized I needed to share Spinal Tap with her, because she wasn't picking up on any of the references that go on in the studio with that. But so yeah, you're a big Spinal Tap fan.
That's amazing. That's awesome. So I mean, aside from music, what kind of stuff do you like to do? You know, what are your hobbies?
I'm a big sport kid.
Okay.
I play select softball.
Awesome.
I play soccer and basketball, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All the sports.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, in my free time, I write books or.
What?
Yeah, I like to write books. I like to make movies. I think a big part of what I do is storytelling.
Yeah.
So writing books or screenplays or, you know, directing or any of that, I think can translate into music in the way of, you know, everything is kind of a story. That's how I see things. So when I write a song, I'm like, how am I telling the story? You know, what perspective am I telling it from? I write songs kind of like, a few of my songs, Night Divided and Season Tree, were both based on books that I've read.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, kind of point of views from that character. So yeah, I would say like a big part of me as a musician and how I write is just the storytelling that goes into it.
That's awesome. Do you care to give some book suggestions? Ellie's Book Club.
The biggest one I would say is One Night Divided, and that is a book about the Berlin Wall going up and how this girl got separated from her family, and I thought it was just such an amazing story, and I kind of tried to put it in my own words through this song. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. One question I asked before we jumped on the microphones, what's your favorite Northwest band of all time?
Right now I would say the Shins.
Yeah.
I'm really into Shoots Too Narrow right now.
Yeah.
I just absolutely adore them. I basically listen to them nonstop right now, so definitely mine.
You ever see the movie Garden State?
No.
Oh, yeah, probably.
There's a Shins part in there. You know, I don't know if.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like this like famous scene where they're like, show me this best song or whatever, and they put the headphones on, and that was, I think, something that kind of made the Shins a little famous there for a little while.
Yeah, that definitely,
definitely bumped their career up a bit. So, I think isn't the musician Deep Sea Diver? Wasn't she from the Shins? Right, Jessica,
who you're a big fan of.
I love Deep Sea Diver.
We saw her play last summer
at a Timber Festival.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
She's such a great live performer. I mean, I almost liked it better than the album. She's an amazing singer and songwriter, I would say.
So festival season's coming up. Mm-hmm. Just announced, you know, Bumbershoot. You know, all kinds of things happening. Timber around the corner. You know, the one over in Idaho was going on this week. What are some dream festivals you'd like to play?
Oh boy. Obviously, bumper shoot. Timber would be amazing. I'm trying to think of like maybe ones that could be a little more realistic. But if I was thinking like my dream one, that would probably be in the top two. I mean, playing at any festival, I think, would be just an amazing experience for sure.
Well, once I hear you on Loud and Local, they'll snag you up. Get this bunch of money and a spot on the main stage. Let's do it. All right. So, you know, I guess, you know, do you have like a, I don't know, it seems like you kind of stay away from like the online stuff. So do you have like an Instagram or anywhere to share, follow you? Or is it just listen to you on the radio?
I don't have, you know, like a social media account. But
good. Yeah, that's a smart way to go. Yeah, I just, you know, most musicians, you know, I'll typically ask that question in the interview, but I just, you know, it seems like you've successfully been able to keep your mind away from the poison that is social media. So congrats to you.
Thank you. But you can find me on Bandcamp.
Yes.
We do have a website that's being worked on.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. EllieGrace.co.
Yes. We realize we do need a landing page of some sort, so that'll be up soon, very soon.
Obviously, just, you know, Spotify, Apple Music. I'm on most of those platforms. Yeah.
And Bandcamp. And is there a physical copies available of the CD, or is it just a digital at this point?
Not currently. We are working on trying to get some vinyls out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Sweet.
Yeah, hopefully by this summer we'll have some vinyl in our hands.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right on. Well, officially the coolest kid in your junior high, Ellie Grace, thank you so much for coming through and hanging out. You know, and it's a school night, you know, but able to come out here. And yeah, so let's go into Low How Lucky Am I. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. So what I'm going to do, I know it seemed a little bit shy. I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, but the whole gimmick of this radio show is at the end, I need you to introduce the song. You need to play DJ, and I want you to be as over the top as possible. I want the cheesiest morning zoo radio host ever, and I want you to introduce this, okay? So, hey, you're about to hear Ellie Grace on KISW. Kind of like that, but even more bombastic, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, you're about to hear Ellie Grace on KISW, Rock Station Seattle. Her new song, How Lucky Am I, on her album, Every Hill I Climb.
Amazing. Don't take my job. Thank you very much. Ellie Grace, it's Loud and Local.
There's no way out. You bring me.
Football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.